Welcome back. This is Thursday, July 4th, episode 35. Apple partners with Best Buy for expanded repair service and tips for your iPhone. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We'll give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. Let's get started. This week's episode will look at a recent Apple announcement of a partnership with Best Buy for expanded repair service, and we will finish with tips for your iPhone. First, the Apple news. Apple recently announced the completion of a major expansion of its Apple Authorized Service Network. Apple has partnered with nearly 1,000 Best Buy stores across the United States now to provide authorized service and repairs for Apple products. With this change, more customers will have even more options for easier and convenient access to safe and reliable repairs. I'll use Anchorage as an example, where we have an Apple store and a Mac store, which is an authorized Apple service center. With two Best Buys in Anchorage, our service options have now doubled. Many places without Apple stores are sure to welcome this news. Tara Bunch, Apple's Vice President of Apple Care, said, "At Apple, we're dedicated to providing the best customer service in the world. If a customer ever needs to repair their products, we want them to feel confident those repairs are done safely and correctly. We're always looking at how we can reliably expand our network of trained technicians, and we're excited to partner with every Best Buy store so it's even easier for our customers to find an authorized repair location near them." She finished, "By expanding to every Best Buy store across the United States, customers in remote cities from North Dakota to Arizona will not have to make the trek to an Apple store or go through the mailing process back to Apple." Best Buy's Geek Squad claims it has nearly 7,600 newly Apple-certified technicians ready to make same-day iPhone repairs or to service other Apple products. Best Buy's Trish Walker, President of Services, said, "We love being there for our customers no matter what their Apple need is, from helping them choose the right device to offering Apple Care protection and now helping to fix their devices. We've always enjoyed a great partnership with Apple, and we're thrilled that, together, we can better serve our customers," she finished. Apple-certified repairs at an Apple store or an authorized service provider are performed by trained experts who use genuine Apple products. Every repair is backed by Apple. In addition to Apple retail stores, there are over 1,800 third-party Apple authorized service centers in the United States, all of which are using parts certified for safety, quality, and reliability. This is three times as many locations as 3 years ago, meaning 8 out of 10 Apple customers will be within 20 minutes of an authorized service provider. Now let's move on to the four tips to celebrate the U.S. 4th of July. I'll start with a great tip that even gets the most avid Apple users. Here's tip number one. Check all of your open tabs immediately. You can chuckle, but when I checked, I had 126 tabs open. I am willing to bet most people will have quite a few open and not even know it. Here's how you do the check. Open a link on your Safari app on your iPhone. You should see the strip at the bottom. The one closest to the bottom right looks like two little boxes on top of each other. Quickly touch the two boxes and you will see many of the web pages you have visited with a new strip at the bottom, which will have the words private, a plus symbol, and done. The quickest way to delete them is to long press on the done button. This will show exactly how many tabs were open. And I'll put a screenshot in my show notes at macminutes.blubrry.net. Now let's move on to tip number two, the secret redial. Let's face it, there are numerous times in everyday life when you have to recall a number because it's busy or otherwise. For instance, the doctor's office, a friend who you're eagerly trying to get a hold of, or even trying to win a prize at your local radio station. This tip is especially helpful when it's a number which is unfamiliar to you. So after you hang up and you are on the number pad, there is a round green phone button with a telephone on it at the bottom. Simply lightly tap the button twice in quick succession and the last number will automatically be called. On to tip number 3, taking a quick selfie, QR code, and video. There are a few ways to access the camera options. I have found the easiest way is to use a force touch on the camera app. A force touch is a hard press for a second or two on your screen. This will give you 4 options: take portrait, scan QR code, record video, and take selfie. And I'll put a screenshot of this in my show notes. Tap one of these options to immediately capture the event. On to tip number 4, and while we're on the camera topic, here are a couple more related tips. First is taking a photo with just the press of the volume up button. It can be awkward to hold the phone with one hand and press the capture button. So this is what you can do. Open the camera app and grip the iPhone with one hand. For me, I use the left hand with the volume buttons facing up. Simply press the up volume button and your picture is captured. Another tip is to press the timer button at the top of the camera screen. And I'll put a picture of this in the show notes too. It looks like a clock and you can set it to 10 seconds. This allows you to press the volume button and have plenty of time to position the camera to get the perfect shot. There's a countdown clock so you know exactly when the time is hitting zero. This will also work on a set of Apple wired headphones. Simply press the volume button on the cord and it's sort of like a short remote control. There you got it. You got 4 iPhone tips. Next week we will be delving into HomeKit with my guest and IT expert Jim Doobie. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. Thank you for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts. I hope those listening in the U.S. have a great holiday, and we will see you soon. Have a great week.